What's going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again with something that I told you would take a major uptick. Older to elderly men deciding to put on the mask. In the words of DJ Khaled, another one. Now, this article was published on the 3rd of December. 87-year-old Bellevue man accused of stabbing his wife to deletion held on $2 million bail. Gentlemen, what do I always say when it comes to older men who put the mask on after so long? These guys truly do not care, because how are you going to efficiently punish them? What can you really do? Jail, retirement plan. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A King County judge set bail at $2 million for an 87-year-old man accused of stabbing his wife to deletion at a Bellevue senior living center. The 87-year-old did not appear in person at the King County Jail during a brief bail hearing Tuesday afternoon. The judge found probable cause to hold the man in custody on a charge of second-degree termination with a domestic violation enhancement. Yeah, they really want to throw the book at this old man. An arrest report released after the hearing gave new details about the 86-year-old woman's deletion inside Sunrise Senior Living, located at 15241 Northeast 20th Street in Bellevue. At 1:50 p.m. on Monday, 911 received calls about a man inside the facility yelling that he had, quote unquote, terminated somebody. According to the report, 911 callers also reported hearing a woman screaming for help inside a unit at the facility. When Bellevue police arrived, officers found the 87-year-old man had barricaded himself inside a unit and was refusing to open the door. After a few minutes of negotiating with the man, officers forced the door open and took the 87-year-old into custody. They found the woman seated in a reclining chair with multiple stab wounds to the chest, according to police. Paramedics rushed to the victim and attempted life-saving efforts, but the woman was pronounced deleted at the scene. The man was taken to Overlake Medical Center for evaluation. Quote unquote, suspect did not appear to understand his Miranda warnings, a Bellevue police officer wrote in the arrest report. Therefore, I did not ask any investigative questions. The man was booked into the King County Jail, where he remained in custody Tuesday evening. Prosecutors said in court they expect to make a decision on charges against the suspect by Thursday afternoon. KOMO News is not naming the man until he is formally charged. Well. What did I tell you, gentlemen? What did I tell you earlier this year? There was going to be an uptick in older and elderly men who've been long married putting on the mask. You have to ask, how long were they married? Did they have any children? How did they end up in the nursing home? Questions that, of course, society would refuse to ask. Why? Because it will require more work. And we all know when there's more work, there's definitely more secrets that will be uncovered. What more can I say, gentlemen? What more can I truly say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the living quarters. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. Gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact. The cops had to go in and force open the barricade. So I'm going to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, multiple times stabbed in the chest. Yeah, I'm going to give that a 40 as well. So they did not name him. However, I have a perfect name for this man. We're going to call him Stanley Stabbington III, and he gets a score of 135. Gentlemen, this current society has produced more people, more men specifically, who've gone down the path of fuck it. Once again, I'm going to reiterate the history of them. How long were they married? How long did that man suffer in that marriage? How many arguments did they have in their past? Yeah. See, people want to sit back and tell men that we're supposed to take disrespect from women. We're supposed to pay for the sins of our fathers and forefathers. Well, those men back in the day used to be bad to women, so we're going to be bad to you. Why? Talk about a cycle of violation, if you will. But yeah, more and more men are snapping out and saying, no, I'm not going to take this. I shouldn't have to be made to be punished for something that other men in the past did. But as we all know, feminism have revealed that, yes, for women, it's about revenge, control, and revenge. Nothing more, nothing less. Women in the past were wronged, so we're going to use the legal system as a sword and a shield to punish men of today. Hell, you've even had little boys on playgrounds be told that they're part of the patriarchy. And they're like, I just want to play with my Tonka trucks. What are you talking about? And yet little girls are being brainwashed with feminism even in elementary school. Yeah, right. No. But as we all see, gentlemen, that pendulum is starting to swing. And when it comes back, all you ladies, a lot of y'all, hate to tell you, but some of you are not going to make it because more and more men, I'm going to repeat this, are letting go of the chains of restraint. Yeah, men are saying, fuck it nowadays. You wouldn't want to be equal? Okay, here's your equality in the form of violence. Hey, it is what it is, ladies. You kept pushing, and now more and more men are saying, I'm going to retaliate. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, it does not matter how old you are. You need to understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think society is going to grant you, the protection, all of it, that will eventually go out. Feminism and the idea that the state is going to be there in your final moment of need, that's going to go out right along with it. This man was 87 years old. Do you honestly think he really cares? No. He's already got one foot in the grave and his other foot is about to hit that banana peel. He figured, you know what? If this is going to be the way that I go, I'm going to get rid of the bane of my life before I go. And guess what? He did just that. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.